Good evening, everyone. We continue our Halacha Gems learning. Tefillah Kilchasa. We are in Hilchas Chanukah Simitov Reish Ayin Halacha Beis. The Mechaber tells us the distinction between those sudos, those meals which are chayva, and those which are rishus. We know, of course, that Suda Shabbos, Sudas Yomtiv, that there is Suda Rosh Chodesh, there are different times, Suda Samavsekis, various sudos over the course of the year that are classified, caricatured as that's which are chova, those which are obligatory, where there's a chiyuv, an obligation a person has to wash, versus those things, those times of the year that they are rishus. And the Chaim says, Ribu es sudos shemarim behem, heim sudos harishus. You should know that Chanukah is an incredibly special time, and we know that the commemorations that we are aware of course, Hadlokas Neros, Vichule, but as it relates to the obligation to have a suda, so the Mechaberli says that those sudas are sudas harishus, shilokovim the mishta v'simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah points out there's a difference, of course, between the celebration we have on Purim, where there's the nusach of mishta v'simcha, and it has a lot to do with the attempt, the physical annihilation, Haman's attempt, versus the datum, the relation of our nation, of our religion. Mishnah Berurah points this out in great detail. But this is the difference where he says that the suda that we have on Chanukah is a suda of lahodos lahalel, versus the difference between mishta and simcha. And that distinction, of course, is not for now, but it's certainly one worthy of limud. But that's what the Mechaber says, that that's not there's not an obligation of kvius, of an establishment of an obligatory suda, of an obligatory meal. Any person who should do that, so the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, it's only a suda sarashus. Now the Ramah says, v'yesh amrim, that there are those who state and stipulate, sheyesh ktsas mitzvah biriba suda. So, person wants to be marba the suda, to embellish, to engage in that suda on Chanukah. So there is ktsa mitzvah. Now it's interesting that that lashon, ktsa mitzvah, it's like a part, portion of, an element of a mitzvah mishum. Now the answer, of course, is ba'oisan hayamim haya Chanukah samizbeach. Now what's the reason? That's interesting to note that the reason that the Ramah says is that it's because of Chanukah's HaMizbech. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting, Ratzon Lomar, the Chof Hei B'Kislev, now this is perhaps less well known, that the 25th day of the month of Kislev, of course, which is Aleph, first night of Chanukah, the Be'isa B'Medrash, B'Melechas HaMishkan Nigmar, the Chof Hei B'Kislev, that you know that all of the work that was done in the Tabernacle of the Mishkan was finished on the 25th day of Kislev. Ela, Shehimtim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Akamas Ad Nisan Shenolad B'Yitzchak. That's also a longer richas, look in the Medrash. And the Mishnah Berurah has also a continuation of this limud. But basically being that as it may, to have a schus, a merit for the month of Nisan, the birth of Yitzchak, and the relationship between when the actual Hakama took place, but actually was finished, Melechas HaMishkan in Kislev, Chof Hei. And so therefore says the Ramah that one of the reasons why, Ktsas Ribu HaSudas, it's a mitzvah, Mishum Deba Oysan HaYomim, Haya Chanukas HaMizbeach, this is the time that the Chanukas HaMizbeach was actually finished. And finally, the statement of the Ramah is based on Permin Hagim and Hagim Leimar Zmiros v'Sishpachos v'Sudos Shemarbin Bahem V'Oz. You should know Hare Sudas Mitzvah. You want to make it on Sudas Mitzvah. It's not just to have a meal. Many people have family gatherings or family Hanukkah parties, family gatherings. But to make it that it's not just a family physical gathering, but it's actually a Sudas Mitzvah. So Ramah tells us very simply how to do that. Zmiros, v'sishpachos, basuda. There's song, there is praise, the celebration, of course, is Divrei Torah. That is, shleisha sha'ochla shulchan echad, v'amrul of Divrei Torah, ki'ilu achal mishulchanu shamokim. And this is, of course, an expression of Zmiros, v'sishpachos, basuda. And that is Suda's mitzvah on Chanukah. We'll stop and continue, mitzvah Shem, in the nights of Rabbi Chanani, Ben Kashi, what's with this baruch?